Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
FM News Talk 97.1 on demand audio.
The market has been all over the place this week. No doubt about that. Let's check in with Christina Partsinevelis, who's with the Fox Business Network. She is on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this morning. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. I was actually fist pumping to that song.
Yes. Right on, girl.
Yes.
See, we know our crowd.
Very good choice of music.
See, they've been waiting to hear for our side.
Yes. They've been waiting to hear that all morning. That's awesome.
Lady, she's great.
Oh boy! So the markets are back up again today. This has been a roller coaster of a week, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been crazy. I think Wednesday was probably the biggest day for us here in terms of where we saw this roller coaster go downwards, the Dow dropping over 750 points. There's all kinds of talk, though. There's this talk about a looming recession and what the bond market is telling investors. So today, yes, we're seeing right now, the market's open very shortly in the next 6 minutes or so, but we're seeing the futures market in the green. There's just a lot of chatter about whether the economy can continue to sustain this growth, whether we're going to hit a recession, when it's going to happen, trade war, all of this going on. So that's weighing on investors' minds, and that's adding to this crazy volatility that we saw this week.
Yeah, Christina, can you put it in layman's terms for people that, you know, haven't studied it? Why are they so worried about the inverted yields on bonds?
The inverted yield curve is not complicated if you just think about you loaning money to me, for example. And if I tie up your money for 10 years, you want me to pay you a decent amount because I'm tying up your money for a longer period of time versus had you loan me money for only 2 years, then I'm not going to pay you as much.
Right.
So normally the difference, this yield spread between a 10 and 2 year treasury bond, you should obviously make a little bit more money for 10 years. And so that's usually the case. But what happened on Wednesday is that you were making more money with a short-term two-year yield. So I was only paying you, I was paying you more with that two-year versus the 10. And so that inversion is usually a precursor for a recession. It doesn't always mean a recession happens, but on average, since 1960-something, a recession happens in the next 11 months. That's the average that we've calculated over, this past several decades.
Yeah, I know they look at averages. I mean, I guess that means they're looking out 10 years and things are going so well, they're just not sure that interest rates are going to go back up, right? And that causes the unease?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So the Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of America, in terms of cutting interest rates, a lot of investors want them to cut, or the Jay Powell, who's the chairman, they want more interest rates to be cut to stimulate the economy. But you talked about this 10 years. We haven't really seen anything like this. We've pretty much created a new normal. So you have an expansion that's lasting really long. Even our habits have shifted. We're buying more services than we did goods in the past. So, of course, that's going to affect the manufacturing sector. So there's a lot of changes. You can look historically and say, the curve has there's been a yield curve inversion, but do we treat it the same way as we did in the past because times have changed and circumstances have changed?
Yeah, well, the president's hoping that you don't. I mean, he's pointed to some comments by Janet Yellen basically saying that did I mispronounce her name?
Yellen. It's Janet Yellen.
So Yellen,
the former Federal Chair of Reserve. That interview was from Fox Business, so she was on our network. And she said that we're placing too much weight on the yield curve inversion. So everybody made a big deal about it because it hadn't happened since 2007. So it could be justified. You know, I can't weigh on whether they're right or wrong, but regardless, it hadn't happened since 2007, which is why you had so many people sell their stocks and put their money in bonds, which created more of that havoc.
Sure it did, yeah. And who knows?
And gold, too. Point out that gold's been doing really well.
I'll bet it has. That's exactly what happens, and a lot of people are ready to take advantage of it. Listen, Christina, I appreciate your time, and we'll try to work on some more good bump music for you the next time we have you on.
Yeah. so I can fist pump. People were staring at me when they were walking by because I'm on the New York Stock Exchange floor, and I was legit fist pumping. I'm not lying.
That's great. We'll talk to you soon, Christina. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bet. Christina Partsinevelis, Fox Business Network.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.